As Tim mentioned, the San Francisco Giants will face the Philadelphia Phillies in the first game of the National League Championship Series tonight. Back in Atlanta, Braves fans are still thinking about what might have been, but looking forward to the future, even though it will not include longtime manager Bobby Cox on the bench. Philip Gratzer has this report.
This year's Braves team was special, according to Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports columnist Jeff Schultz.
They had a lot of guys who were like on one-year contracts. I don't want to say rejects, but sort of like, you know, these extra parts that sort of somehow pulled together. They had a really strong bench going into the year. When they started to lose starters, those bench guys became starters, and they still kept winning. The mere fact that they made the postseason is one of the more remarkable things I've ever seen.
And when they won a wild card spot, Braves fans started sporting believe buttons and chanting 11 for 6, calling for a postseason run of 3 division wins, 4 National League pennant wins, 4 World Series wins for number 6, retiring manager Bobby Cox. But the Braves could only muster 1 for 6, bowing out to the Giants in 4 games. After the loss, fans called for their manager, Bobby Cox, to take a final bow. And as Cox came out of the dugout, the San Francisco Giants, who were on field celebrating, stopped and tipped their hats to Cox. Later, in the clubhouse, Cox tipped his hat to the fans.
These fans have been great. We appreciate their support. I do. And the players, and I have all through my career here. They've been just absolutely great.
The end of the Braves season also meant the end of the Bobby Cox era. He's retiring after 29 years as a major league manager, 25 of them with the Braves. Cox had a big influence on the players, and catcher Brian McCann thinks the next manager has big cleats to fill.
He's a legend. I grew up in Atlanta as a fan. I got the chance to play for him. And I feel very, very lucky to be on the team that it was his last season. So he's an amazing person, amazing manager. He's everything right that's in baseball.
Braves management moved quickly to replace Cox. General manager Frank Wren had been in talks with Freddie Gonzalez since July and made the announcement just 2 days after the season was over.
Today we feel like we've got the ideal guy for the job. Not only his standing as being part of the Braves organization for a number of years, but his relationship to Bobby, his relationship to all of us, and our ability to watch him over the course of time, get a chance to manage for the first time with the Florida Marlins. We just think he's the ideal fit for our ball club.
Gonzalez is no stranger to the Braves. In 2002, he managed their AAA team in Richmond. From 2003 to 2006, he served under Cox as the Braves' third base coach. He managed the Florida Marlins for 3.5 seasons before being fired in June this year. Although he says he won't be exactly like Cox, Gonzalez isn't promising big changes either.
I'm not going to come in and just change the whole culture, because some of my stuff that I learned as a manager, I learned from being with Bobby and from the Atlanta Braves organization. So for me to come in here and throw a hand grenade in there and just start from scratch and change the letter A and the color scheme, that is crazy. There's a lot of good stuff here. There's a lot of good baseball players here. And again, there's going to be some differences, but, you know, it's not going to be something that's crazy.
But there's one area where Gonzalez is unlike Cox. He'll call out a player publicly when he steps out of line, like when he benched Marlins star Hanley Ramirez when he threw a fit in June. Gonzalez has already announced his coaches, and next week he'll be at the Braves' annual organizational meeting in Florida to evaluate players in the instructional league and figure out how to get the 2 or 3 position players the Braves will need to be postseason contenders next year. For Only a Game, I'm Philip Gratzer in Atlanta.
Whoa, Atlanta.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Liu Wei.
The director of the Chinese version of the Got Talent TV show made popular in Great Britain is certain that the show will be popular for years because, quote, China has so much untapped grassroots talent. One possessor of some of that talent won the first series of competitions recently by tapping on the piano with his toes. Liu Wei lost his arms in an accident when he was 10, taught himself to play the piano with his feet 5 years ago, and is now headed to Las Vegas for a 3-month engagement. Liu Wei rose to the top of China's Got Talent by playing and singing You're Beautiful, and reportedly won over the judges by saying, at least I have a perfect pair of legs.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.